It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
When is it totally okay to stalk people online, and when is it wrong? That's our question on the table this morning. 404-263-0941 to join the show. We're asking for a friend, right, Mark?
Yeah, we're sitting around the fire pit, and this conversation came up with a friend of ours. She said that she was going to pay the babysitter using their joint Venmo account, and she noticed as she was looking at the charges, there were some very weird, kind of suspicious charges on the Venmo account. Like, one of them was for $100, and it was just where the message was, it was just a pumpkin emoji.
Okay.
So she thought, all right, maybe her husband was buying something for Halloween. No big deal. Another charge on there, but it was the handshake emoji. She thought, okay, well, maybe he was paying off a bet or something like that, because she didn't charge it, and they both had the account. But the one that really kind of made her turn her head to the side was another charge on the Venmo account, but the emoji was just the smiley face with hearts over the eyes.
Ooh.
So where she got a little curious is that the money, which totaled close to $500, didn't come out of their joint checking account. It just came out of his account. So she feels a little bit guilty for stalking the Venmo account and being curious about this. Now, she's definitely going to confront him about this.
Okay.
But she feels guilty about it because she said, I went into a deep dive of his Venmo account, of our Venmo account, and I looked at everything that he has charged. I mean, we're talking from babysitters to paying off buddies to, you know.
It's really smart.
Yeah.
Right?
I never thought about that.
So she feels.
Hold on while I pull up Venmo.
I mean, it's essentially the 2020 joint checking account. It's the bill pay account.
That's right.
So she feels guilty about it. She's going to confront him. They're going to have the conversation. But she was like, I just feel so bad that I was stalking one of our accounts together. Like, do I need to feel guilty about this?
Does she, in general, trust her husband?
Yeah, they have a good relationship. They have a couple of kids. Like, on the surface, everything seems fine.
So why wouldn't he tell her about these charges coming out of his account?
Unless it had something to do with her. And that was our, to kind of calm her fears a little bit, the smiley face with the heart emojis over the eyes. We thought maybe Valentine's Day is on the way, and he doesn't. That's kind of his reminder to say, oh, that's for our trip to Chateau Alain. Or,
you know what that is to me?
What?
Rose-colored glasses.
Colored glasses. So, and she, but she was really struggling with, I had to stalk. Like, we're in a relationship. It's my husband. I had to stalk one of our, you know, our bill pay accounts and like a social media account almost to see what's going on.
So when is it okay to stalk people online, and when is it totally wrong? We need your opinions this morning for group therapy, 404-263-0941. Curtis, what do you think? When is it okay to stalk people online?
It is always okay to stalk people online. Oh, I do it all the time. I'm a creep. I'm just going to be honest about it. I'll stalk you.
Like who? So if you're online
anyone.
Dating?
No, if I'm dating someone or someone who wants to go have a drink or dinner with me, oh, yes, I do a Google search. I want to know everything about you before I meet up with you to see if you're crazy.
Don't you think that's a little bit ooky?
Oh, absolutely not. You have to know a person before you meet up with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what about employers who do it? Is that okay to stalk people online if you're about to hire somebody? Is it okay to go try to find them on Venmo and figure out like what they spent their money on?
You better stay away from my social media if you're my boss.
No. I think if you're going for a job, and this is what a lot of potential employees are having trouble with now, whatever you put on there, it's happening every single day across Hollywood, sports, entertainment, whatever you put out there in social media, it's public domain. So if I'm going to hire you, Jen Hobby, I want to know a little bit more about you. No, I'm not saying I'm going to judge you for what you did in Panama City back in 2001. That little butterfly tattoo was just a decision when you're 18. But I do want to see, who am I about to invest my business? Who am I about to invest in?
What about stalking your spouse? Like, is it okay to dig in and kind of online stalk your spouse? Anyway, give us a call right now. Join us for group therapy. We want to hear what you have to say about this. 404-263-0941. You're next with Jen and Friends.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
When is it okay to stalk people online, and when is it totally wrong? 404-263-0941. Marcy in Alpharetta, you're on with group therapy and Jen and Friends.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Hey,
what do you think?
So I think it's totally okay to stalk people online, especially if it's a joint account, because first off, you already have access to that information, and not everybody's going to be totally upfront, so sometimes you have to do your own digging.
Do your own digging, says Marcy. And we're asking for a friend of Mark's.
Yeah, I was sitting around the fire pit. A good friend of ours said that she went to pay the babysitter via Venmo, but she noticed all these weird charges that her husband had put on there and just using emojis in the message part. So she felt pretty guilty about having to stalk the entire account. She went into a deep dive to see everything that he spent money on. And she felt guilty about it. Like, she confronted him. They're going to talk about it. She was like, should I have done this? I mean, it's my husband.
Gail in Kennesaw, welcome to Group Therapy.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's up?
So I don't think that she should feel guilty for looking through their Venmo account. You know, it's a joint account. They signed up for that account together. And if he had a problem with her looking through their financial actions, then he would have done it on a separate account. If she was going to go look through his personal Instagram and, you know, steal his login information, that's a problem. That's his personal independent account. But, you know, that's a joint Venmo account, and finances are a big deal in a relationship. If he's making purchases that aren't part of the budget, you know, she needs to know about that.
404-263-0941. Peyton from Atlanta is here for Group Therapy. Hey, Peyton. Hey, Peyton, you here?
Hey, so here's the deal. You mentioned online dating. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
I think we got a bit of a delay here with Peyton.
Hi, so here's...
We'll see what she has to say here. I'll see if Janine can fix her phone. Mark.
Yeah.
You got the text line blowing up right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jen, our company looks at people's old MySpace accounts. Talk about creeping.
Wow.
Dude, you are going like 1998
going
looking
back.
At people.
Do you have a baby picture of mine, too?
You know what? I stalked my own wife on Facebook for. I had no clue that Caroline had a fundraiser this week until I saw she posted it on Facebook.
Really? Well, maybe she didn't want you involved.
I guess not. Caroline has a fun run this week. Okay,
maybe she used Venmo to donate some money.
Let me share that real quick, everybody.
All right, join the show. Is it okay or not okay to stalk people online? How do you feel about it? We want to hear from you coming up with Jen and Friends.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.